A few verses from 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Jesus had shown his disciples the way of love, and that love is a demonstration of walking with God. It's a demonstration of the proper disposition toward others. And he had touched on the problem that existed of hate, John did. He spoke of that in verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So he talks about the inner man and the need for us to have a loving spirit toward all, in particular those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ, to seek their goodwill, to have that proper disposition, because we can be spiritually blinded when our hearts are not right as they should be before God. But then beginning in verse 12, as he has spoken unto them about the way of love, now he talks about some things in verses 12 through 14 that he relates to Christians at different stages of spiritual development. You know, you begin as babes, right? Peter said, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Well, he writes to those who are in the beginning and those who are progressing and those who have been long faithful. And he refers to them as little children, as fathers, and as young men. So beginning in verse 12, he says, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Here are those who have begun their walk with the Lord. They are, the word is technia here, so they are young ones. And these are beginners in the faith. But as you begin your journey, one of the most comforting things to know is that you are right with God, and all of the past that you just come out of, just being born into Christ, is all forgiven and your sins are forgotten by God. These little ones starting their journey are written to because he says your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. The Lord, who has spoken about redeeming mankind, bringing about the hope of eternal life, this is something that God has stated from ancient times what he would bring about. And so for his name's sake, he has brought about that which he had planned to do all along. The reconciliation of sinners to himself, making possible our heavenly existence with God for all eternity, washing away our sins. He then writes to who? Fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. These fathers are those who are mature in the faith. They've been walking for a long time with God. They have shown their faithfulness. They have persevered through difficulties. And they are spoken of as ones who have known him who is from the beginning. To know God is to what? Verse 3, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. These fathers have been for many years keeping the commandments of God. They've been walking in the light. They've had their ups and downs, as we all do, but their persistence is in the way of the Lord, and in him they have hope. He writes also to who else? To the young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. These young men would be between the children and the fathers, but these are those who've been making progress, who have been fighting spiritual battles. They have advanced beyond children, or the childhood so-called years of the Christian development. And now they have engaged battles, they've resisted temptation, they've been fighting, and they have won. They have succeeded. These are those who have had spiritual trials, have learned how to overcome the temptations they've been faced with, and have been blessed by God in the process. They have been victorious. We have all faced similar things in our lives, that is, trials. When we have the right mindset and seek to do God's will as Jesus did, how did he overcome the wicked one? He knew God's will. And we'll notice that in just a moment, because John once again addresses each group So he says, once again, in verse 13 at the end, I write to you little children. Now this word is different. Paideia. This is literally infant. So these are just, you know, the youngest of the young. He says, I write to you little children because you have known the Father. So these are those who were initially told, your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. But then he says the second time around, you have known the Father. That means you have truly known him in the sense that you have obeyed him. Their existence in Christ, their conception was the word was planted in their hearts, but then it progressed in obedience and they did precisely what God requires. You know, when you talk about knowing God at the very beginning, you have thus done the things that the early Christians did, believing in Christ, repenting of sin, confessing faith in Christ, being baptized so that sins can be forgiven. They had known God, and thus they had been cleansed by God, as we saw in verse 12. But then he says, I have written to you fathers, once again address them. The statement is exactly the same, because you have known him who is from the beginning. These are those whose way has been established in the truth, and they are not departing from it. To have that stability is a very comforting thing, to know that I might be a young Christian, I might be struggling, but that down the road there is something waiting for me, that stability, that, you know, approaching to the end of the race where I can know that it won't be long and I'll be with my Lord. We can know God by keeping his commandments. And then I've written to you, young men, again, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So between that last phrase, and you have overcome the wicked one, which is the same as we had the first time, and the statement, I've written unto you young man, he adds this phrase, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. That's how you overcome the wicked one. Through the word of God, it gives you strength. You can stand. You can face the world and not falter, not give in, not cave to the pressures that you will feel. And Jesus, when he faced Satan every time, he said, it is written, because his appeal was, this is God's will. This is what I'm going to follow. And I'm going to do it because I love my Father. And he did, in submission to his Father, do all that he had been given. And thus the strength of Christ is the strength that we can draw from. Again, it comes from the word of God, which, notice, abides in you. God's word can't be something that we pick up every once in a while. We've got to know it. We've got to thoroughly seek it out. It's got to be a part of our daily living. We've got to be teaching it to others. And that can be done when it is within our hearts. That takes time and effort to grow and plant the word within our hearts. And thus we have a picture. Where are you? Have you even been born into the family of God? Could you be called a little child within the family? And if you are there, remember the comfort that God gives through his word, assuring you your sins are washed away. You've been cleansed because you've known God. You've obeyed him. And that has to be the lifelong pattern. Knowing God's word means I'm filling my heart with it. And that gives you strength, strength to overcome, to fight those battles that the young men did. And they overcame the wicked one. That reminds us that Satan can be overcome. He can be defeated. And we can have a final victory. Those who were fathers in the faith, those who are mature, they've long been with God. Their walk is stable. Their hearts are settled upon the word. There's no doubts. There's no problems that are associated with the early days because they've moved on beyond that. You can be at that place. And one day, of course, all of us can be in heaven. But we must respond to God's call, his invitation. To come, Jesus said unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. We talked about his plan, and that's simply laid out. But if you need to come home as a wayward child of God, we can also help you, pray for you, and strengthen you through your Father. Won't you come as we stand and sing?